What's up, everybody? It is Tyler Fullerton, owner of Fullerton Nutrition, and today you guys are going to get exactly what you need to know on how to get that stubborn belly fat off the body and not with the crazy cleanses and all this other ridiculous stuff with whatever diet you're doing. There's really just three things you really need to be concerned with, and that is controlling insulin. And how's the best way to do that? Is eating six times a day or three meals a day. It's up to you as long as you take those calories in. Laura, what's up? Happy you're here. Appreciate you. You guys, it's a gorgeous day here in Arizona. Get a little bit of scenery right here, some mountains. I'm trying to think of what mountains those are. I can't even think about it. But hopefully it's not too loud. You guys can hear. Miss your face, Laura. Glad you're doing awesome and your daughter's doing amazing with softball and everything like that. So what you guys are going to get right now is all I need, some likes, some shares, some comments to get this out going, because this information can literally get you the results that you want. And it's so simple. Everyone overcomplicates weight loss. It's not that hard. I'm right now 3 weeks in and I'm about 10 pounds down. And it's literally from these three things, really three or four. So it's not your traditional working out. Yeah, working out can absolutely do it. But rule number one is your calories. You gotta hit the right amount of calories. And whenever people are starting new diets or wherever they're starting something, they lose weight, that cleanses. I don't care if it's paleo, Whole 30. Anything can work besides the cleanses. Those are ridiculous. But your body cleanses itself first off. But anyways, you guys are gonna get all of the deep detail on my slim down program. I can, at the end of the video, I'll tell you guys where to go to get that. It's free. But right now, I'm gonna tell it to you right now. Right now is rule number one, controlling those calories, taking in the right amount of calories. Don't under eat. 90% of my clients at my studio, my personal training studio, everyone was under eating. No one was tracking their calories. And everyone's like, Tyler, I don't have time to eat. I don't have time to track calories. I get it, it's a pain in the butt, but the first month, once you track those calories, I love using MyFitnessPal. And when you're tracking those calories, MyFitnessPal makes it super simple to track. It has barcode scanners. A lot of stuff you're eating shouldn't be having a barcode, but that's one other story I'll get into later. But with MyFitnessPal, you can track everything. You can track your macros. Macronutrients is your carbs, fats, and proteins. That's it. And when you hit your macros, you hit your calories. If you hit your calories, you're gonna be around your macros. They all add up the same. So when people are like, I'm tracking my macros, so they're tracking their calories. It's just a different way of saying things. When people are like, I'm at my macros, but I'm not at my calories, that's literally impossible because they all add up to calories. So rule number one, tracking your calories, hitting the right amount of calories. I cannot stress this enough. Everybody under eats, and 1200 to 800 calories is not enough calories. Stop thinking you got to do that, and stop asking people how many calories you take in when they're losing weight. Everyone's different. Think of it this way. If it takes, so for instance, like cars, for instance, if it's 8 miles to the gallon, you're gonna get 8 miles with a gallon of gas. So think of it as your body. Your body is gonna use calories just living. So you have to hit a certain amount of calories. And if you're working out, doing hours of cardio a day and everything like that, you gotta take in more calories. I cannot stress this enough. And everyone is so shocked on it whenever they put in their calories in a calorie calculator, see how many calories they should be at. They're like, Tyler, there's no way I'm gonna lose weight doing this. Day in and day out. What's up, Hannah? How are you? Hello, mother. So yes. Put in your information on a calorie calculator. I have it on my slim down program. It's a good way of finding out how many calories you need. My MyFitnessPal will do it for you as well. So once you get that number, everyone's always shocked. It's so funny. Even with my personal training clients, they're always like, Tyler, there's no way I can eat this many calories and lose weight. Because we've all been told, eat less, do more, do more. But I always tell them, like, look, just do it for a week and see what happens. All of a sudden, clothes start fitting differently because you're burning fat now. Your body is starting to pick up its metabolism to where you can actually start burning fat, where it's like, oh, we're not starving anymore. So you're not in starvation mode. So track those calories. And rule number two, rule number one, rule number two are really the two of the most important, if I can just combine them into one rule, is what type of calories you're taking in. Because remember, the key is controlling insulin. So if you're doing the traditional eat six times a day, that works when you're taking in carbs and stuff, because you can hit your calories and you don't have a chance of having a high spike of insulin with the blood sugar, controlling the blood sugar, because of eating 2 to 3 hours. You don't have time for it to spike. And another thing is what type of carbs too. It's complex carbs you want to stay with, not the white flours and the white rices and stuff. When people talk about carbs, it's the complex carb. It's going to digest slower, so therefore you're not going to have a huge high spike of insulin for it to get broken down and be turned into sugars. So definitely what type of calories you're taking in. For instance, I do high fat, high protein of the calories where I'm getting from, because you're not going to have a chance to spike insulin from that, because what's going to spike insulin is your carbs and sugars. You just cut sugar and carbs away from your diet and control that insulin, you will see changes in your body quickly, not only on your clothes, but in the mirror. And that's where it really matters. And everyone always talks about the scale and the scale's not moving and stuff. Like, you can literally move about 3 to 4 pounds and still have a huge change in your body and the actual body fat you're taking in. So for anyone who's doing the fat calipers and stuff, the ones you hold on to, they're not that accurate, and the pods and different air pressure things, like, the best thing to really get the right body fat of what you're at is in water. Underwater measurement is the number one way to get the actual body fat percentage. It's hard to find those places and stuff. A lot of like colleges and universities will have those, but that's the best way of getting the actual body fat. So whenever people put in their BMI, and it is ridiculous BMI, because, like, for instance, I'm 180 and 5'6". My BMI is over 30%. That means I'm morbidly obese, but I'm not. So that's why I never go off your BMI. Go off of how you look and how you feel. It's what it comes down to. But those are the two very most important rules of it, of weight loss. Controlling insulin, controlling those calories, hitting the right amount of calories. See you later, Laura. Have an amazing night. I know you're down in Florida. So that is the two. Another one, if you can do it, is intermittent fasting. If you're hyperglycemic and you can't do intermittent fasting, but intermittent fasting is definitely a game changer, and that's what I do. I have the whole breakdown on my Slim Down program. I'll give that to you at the very end. But you guys have any questions, just definitely ask away now, and whatever is, I'm not live anymore, I will answer them tomorrow. But with the intermittent fasting is you just eat all your calories in an 8-hour window. Doesn't matter what time you do it, whatever works best for you. So like my time frame of what I like doing is eating from 12 to 8. You have an 8-hour window of all your calories. So my calorie for losing weight is 2400. And that's without cardio. If I did cardio, I would definitely have to bump that up even more. But eating those calories, I do 3 meals because I'm literally taking in about 10, 15 to 25 grams of carbs a day, and it's normally just from vegetables and stuff. So just 3 meals, and I break it down 800 calories per meal because I like to make it simple. When you make it simple, you stick to it and don't overcomplicate it. That's what everyone does, and so many people and trainers and stuff like that and all these weight loss places give you all this information and make it so confusing. You're like, oh, pay us all this money, thousands of dollars, to get the results you want. I'm literally telling you all of this information that you would probably pay hundreds and thousands of dollars to get the results you want, when it's really so simple. Track calories, hit calorie goal, stay away from carbs and sugars. That's it. And intermittent fasting and working out is just going to speed up the process. If you're working out, make sure you put in the right amount that you're working out so you make up for those calories. So that's it, guys. If you guys have any questions, definitely ask away now. To get the entire Slim Down program, go to FullertonNutrition.com and scroll down, and you will have the free Slim Down program on there. I have my grocery list. I have my meals. I literally have step-by-step intermittent fasting breakdown, how to use my Fitness Pal. And you can go on YouTube as well, and there's a lot of stuff on YouTube. Definitely just search Fullerton Nutrition, go on there, hit subscribe. If you guys are just jumping in, if you guys are watching this later in the day, make sure you hit the like button, drop a comment so everyone can see this, because this information needs to get out. People are crying themselves to sleep because they are overweight. There's so many different things on how weight can change someone drastically. That's how I got started in all of this. My best friend from high school and elementary school, he was overweight and stuff, and he needed help, and I just got done graduating high school, and he was like, Tyler, can you help me? I'm like, sure, I can help you out. And just seeing the his whole goal was to fit into a brand new pair of buckle jeans. So that was his goal. He wanted to fit into a nice pair of jeans. And just along the process, it was crazy just seeing how much he changed as a person. And he's like, I'm going on a date with a new girl. And like, he hit his goal, and he just dropped so much weight, and he fit in a new pair of jeans. He was so excited about it. And just seeing how he changed as a person just with weight loss was awesome. That's why I do this. And everyone's like, why do you do this? Why do you put out your entire program for free? Because when you get a message or an email saying, thank you so much, this absolutely helped me, there's no better feeling than that at all. So with that, got a question. Awesome. When should we eat carbs, even if it's low carbs? So I definitely surround my workouts around my carbs. So because you're going to use those carbs when you're working out. If you ever have an insulin spike, or you do have that sugar, the blood sugar coming up, you're going to be in your workout and you're going to be using that sugar. So you'll never have a chance to have an insulin spike. So you'll be insulin resistant instead of insulin sensitive. And that's a problem. So many people are insulin sensitive. I just saw a brand new commercial with this weight loss program, and it's probably some pill. It's like, oh, make sure you're not insulin resistant anymore. You're insulin sensitive. The best way to do it is cut the carbs. And the first time you eat is when you're the most insulin sensitive. Insulin sensitive is where you're gonna be using it as energy and not storing as fat. Because when you're insulin resistant, you're gonna start storing everything as fat. So intermittent fasting really helps to be insulin sensitive as well. And doing a shot, I like to do, a lot of people will mix apple cider vinegar in their water, and that can help you be insulin sensitive as well. It's been shown to do that. Yeah, Mom, I'm in a parking lot right now. But I can't be inside. It's too much music going on. It's like a party in there. So I was like, I'm going to come outside and do this. But apple cider vinegar will definitely help with the insulin sensitive. And when you do that before a meal, it'll help it to where you're not going to have a high blood sugar spike and have an insulin spike and stuff. Because if insulin, the hormone, is present in the body, you're not burning fat at that point. But that's it, guys. Definitely hit those calories every day and control what type of calories you're taking in. High fat, protein, stay low on those carbs, and you'll be golden. Other than that, you guys have questions, ask them now and I will answer them all tomorrow. Tomorrow is Friday. If you guys are all in the Midwest or East Coast, I feel bad for you guys. It is gorgeous here in Arizona right now. I think it was like a high of maybe 70. You guys are in the snow. Crystal, how are you? Thanks for jumping on. See you're on here. Awesome. If you guys got any questions, definitely ask away. But yeah, it's been gorgeous here in Arizona. Definitely, if you guys haven't yet, on the Slim Down program, foolishnutrition.com. I have my calorie calculator on there as well. Everything I talked about, I even have my workout program. Everything that I had my personal training clients do, it is all there. You can literally do everything at home. I have it at the gym type workouts, and then I have it to where you can do them at home. You just need a couple dumbbells, a little bit of weight. That's it, nothing crazy. Even a little bit of cardio workout in there as well at home. Try to make things everything as simple as possible, because that's the name of the game, simplicity. One of my meals a day was a shake, obviously. 30 day today. Jeez, 30 degrees. No thanks. No thank you in Nebraska. But hit those calories, control what type of calories you're taking in, intermittent fasting, and definitely get into the gym. But other than that, guys, have an awesome night. Hit the like button, share this in those groups, because it's the blind leading the blind, and I can't even keep up with commenting on different things, and the blinds are telling me that I'm wrong and I have no idea what I'm talking about. So hit that share button, go down and hit group, and you can share it in the group. But other than that, have an awesome night, and remember your why.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.